Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Mukoshe bakade, shike ora di abakoshe bakade. Father, we agree with your plan today, O God. We thank you for your mighty plan. Mukoshe bakade. We are called Mukoshe in Christ. Mukoshe, we have redemption in Christ Jesus. We reign in life by Christ. Mukoshe baka. We are alive unto God through Christ Jesus. Mukoshe baka. We have eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. Mukoshe baka. We are sanctified in Christ. Mukoshe baka. Our body is a member of Christ. Mukoshe baka. We have victory through Christ Jesus. We triumph in Christ. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have liberty in Christ. Mokoshe bakade. We are crucified with Christ. We have put on Christ. Mokoshe bakade shekia bakadiria. We are heirs of God through Christ Jesus. Mokoshe, we have been blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Mokoshe bakade shekia bakadiria. We have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, that he, Mokoshe, that we should be holy and without blame before Christ. Mokoshe bakade shekeo didididididia. We have been quickened with Christ. We are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have been created in Christ unto good works. Mokoshe baka, we have boldness and access in Christ. Mokoshe bakade, we rejoice in Christ Jesus. Mokoshe baka, we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. God supplies all of our needs through Christ Jesus. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. We are complete in Christ. We are dead with Christ. We are risen with Christ. Mokoshe baka diria. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is our life. Mokodidia bakashe, we have the mind of Christ. We are partakers of Christ. We are preserved in Christ Jesus. Mokoshe baka, holy is our God. Righteous is our God. Faithful is our God. Mokoshe bakade, our God is faithful. Our God is mighty. Mokoshe bakade, we welcome you today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, Mokoshe Baka, that you join us each time we come on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakade, we thank you for your divine presence, your holy presence, your righteous presence. Father, we can do nothing in and Mokoshe by ourselves, O God. We are truly dependent upon you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we wait on you. We wait on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, O God, thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Father, we are grateful for favor, your favor from on high. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy that would try to come in. Mokoshe bakade shekeo didididididia bakoshe and cause Mokoshe any disturbance. Mokoshe, we say that you are our peacemaker, and we decree and declare peace on boys to men, girls to ladies. Mokoshe bakade e sheke, we thank you that you are a great peacemaker. Mokoshe baka, you create peace in our lives on a daily basis. We thank you that you, Mokoshe baka, you create safety for us, O God. Even when we're inside, when we're outside, safety. Safety in the name of Jesus. Safety for everywhere we go. Mokoshe baka, safety in our cars. Safety when we go to school. Safety when we're home. Safety when we go to church. Safety when we go to the grocery store. We owe it all to you, Father God, because you are the one who gives us safety. Mokoshe, as we go in, as we come out, O God, you are the one who protects us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are a mighty protector, the great and mighty King, the awesome God, Mokoshe Baka. We trust in not in ourselves, but our hope and trust is in you, Father God. And Father, we thank you for joining us today in the name of Jesus, for being here with us, for speaking through us as we speak, Mokoshe, as the oracles of the mighty God. We thank you, Father God, that you are the creator who created families. You created each one of us in your image, and we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving for everything that you're doing on our behalf. We thank you that we serve a mighty God like you, that you called us out of the dark way that we were in into the light way that you created. You spoke into the universe, and you said, let there be light, and there has been light ever since, O God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us when we sinned against you, because truly you are righteous and a mighty King. You are the great and mighty I Am. And Father God, forgive us for any sins, iniquities, transgressions, trespasses in our lives in the name of Jesus. Any little foxes that spoil our vines, forgive us, Father God. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit, because it is our desire to please you, O God. You are our creator, you are our Lord, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, and our desire is to please you. Our desire, Father God, is to come closer with you in Mokoshe every day, closer and closer and closer, O God. We thank you for stretching out your hand of mercy, your strong arm, your high right hand upon us, O God, and granting us, Mokoshe Baka, life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Father God, for your strength, because we need your strength in this hour. We cannot make it without strength in our bodies, O God. So we thank you that you watch over us every night, you wake us up every morning, and you give us strength in our bodies, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for drawing us closer to you. You said if we draw close to you, you draw close to us. We thank you for the closeness that we have with you, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and glorious name. So today we come into your presence with thanksgiving. We say hallelujah, and we thank you for life. We thank you for strength. We thank you for health. We thank you for provisions, O God. We lift up those people in the world who don't have, in the name of Jesus. And we say, Father God, provide everything that they need, the homeless. Provide shelter. Provide food for them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the babies, Father God, of this world, those that are just being born, even right now as we speak, the mothers are in labor, O God. We lift them up before you. We ask you to cover the mothers, cover the babies with your precious blood as they're being born into the world, O God. And Father, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to strengthen the mothers, Mokoshe Baka, and the fathers, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare these children that are being born even today in any part of the world, that they would come, Mokoshe, to the knowledge of you early and accept you as Lord and Savior, because you've already created them in your image, O God. So we thank you, Father God, for families, mothers and fathers and children, O God, and grandparents and aunts and uncles. And we thank you for closeness in our families, Father God, drawing us closer with you, closer with each other. So we decree and declare today, Father God, that we are drawing closer day by day. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor your holy presence in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you for Jesus who died on the cross for us, but we are so grateful that he arose on the third day. And right now he sits beside you at your right hand, O God, interceding on our behalf. So we thank you for every prayer that Jesus is praying. And thank you for him standing in the gap for us, in between you and us, and saying, Lord, have mercy on them, Mokoshe Baka. And we just thank you. Thank you for your blessings in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you again for being on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. What a mighty God we serve. Even the angels adore our God. Oh, Lord, he is a powerful God. He's awesome and the most powerful God. He is our rock. He is the strength that we need and depend on. He is our Lord. You, Father God, are the one who trained our hands to fight and our fingers to do battle. You are the merciful one. You are our fortress, our stronghold and our Savior and our shield, the one who we take refuge in. You are the one who brings people under your authority. We thank you, Lord, for grace. We thank you, Lord, for your care, your grace, your mercy, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your concern for each one of us. O Lord, bend your ear to hear us as we call upon you, our Creator, our Lord, and our mighty Shepherd. We call upon you today, God. May our sons be like full-grown young plants, and may our daughters be like stately columns that adorn the corners of a palace. In the name of Jesus, may our barns be full with all kinds of crops. May no one break in, and may no one be dragged out. May there be no cries of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people whose God is Lord. Blessed are the people who have these blessings. God, you are Lord. We will highly praise you, our God, the King of Kings. We will bless your name forever and ever. We will bless you every day. We will praise your name forever and ever and ever and ever. Well, good evening again, and I thank God for each of you being on. And it looks like Lamaya and some of her friends and maybe cousins are on with us. Lamaya, I'm going to put you on. I'm going to press one and let you. I'm going to press and let you on live. Good evening, Lamaya.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
All right, Lamaya's on.
I have my cousin Jordan
from
on
Michigan.
And I have my cousin Jordan on as well.
Who's on?
My cousin Jada.
Jada, how old is she?
11.
Okay, 11. Oh, she's catching up with you, huh? 13
yeah.
And 11. All right. Is what's her name that was on last week? Is she on too?
Diamond. No, she had to go to see her auntie at the hospital.
Oh, okay. So you and Jada are on today. Hello, Jada.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
We're glad you're on. What grade are you in?
6.
Ooh, y'all catching up with me now. 6th grade. I used to be in 6th grade. Ooh, it was over 50 years ago, though, but I was in the 6th grade. Yep, I sure was. Well, I thank God for each of you. Y'all ready to pray? Jada, you going to pray with us today?
Mm-hmm.
Say yes, ma'am, or yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. All right. So let's see. We're going to be praying for families, fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, cousins, aunts, uncles. We're going to pray for the safety of our children and their families. We're going to pray for college students. And can you all think of anything else that we should pray for today? Lamaya, can you think of anything or anybody? What about sick people and the elderly? Let's play for sick children and sick adults.
Okay.
And for the elderly, okay?
Okay.
Older people.
Okay.
Okay. We'll pray for the elderly for protection, for their wellness, and for their whatever else the Lord lead us to pray for. So, who's going to pray for families, fathers, mothers, children, grandparents?
Lamaya.
Okay, Lamaya. All right. Safety for our children and their families. All right, I'll pray for that. College students. Jada, you want to pray?
Yes.
You can say yes or no.
Yes.
All right, you want to pray for the college students? Did Lamaya talk you into it or you volunteered?
Well, something like that.
Okay. Well, we'll let you pray. We'll help you. All right.
Okay.
Sick children and adults. Who's going to pray for that? What about you, Lamaya? Now we're going to volunteer her.
I'll take that.
Or you want to pray for the elderly, which one?
Sick children.
Okay. And I'll pray for the elderly. Okay, Lamar, you first. You pray for families, and then I'll pray next. And then I'll call. I'll let you know when each person's going to pray. Go ahead.
Okay. Father God, I just ask that you just watch over all of our families. I ask that you watch over the aunties and uncles that are traveling back and forth to see their family. I ask that you just watch over their parents, watch over our parents as they go back and forth to work. I ask that you just keep your arms of protection around them. And I thank you for letting them have traveling mercy, because you didn't have to let them be able to be mobile. I ask that you just also just lift them up in your high kingdom. I ask that you just strengthen them as they walk into your direction. I just ask that you further their relationship with you. Let them know who their Father is. Let them be able to know that they are not alone. And amen.
Amen. Well, Father, we lift up the children and their families, and we thank you for protecting them. We thank you for safe travel as they go in, as they come out. We thank you for safety in the home, oh God. Not even they will not even scratch themselves or have any sores. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for children, Father God. In the name of Jesus and their families being blessed and highly favored of you, we thank you, Father God, for their protection as they go to school, as they ride the school bus, as they come home, wherever they are. We pray for their safety, O God, their protection, O God. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come against our children in any way to harm them or think of evil or wrongdoings against them. We bind that right now, that mindset, and we cast it to the pits of hell where it came from in the name of Jesus, and we lose protection and safety upon our children. I thank you that they will be protected, Father God, as they go to school, while they're in school, on their way home, while they're in their homes, oh God, that they will be safe. They will not be tricked by the enemy, oh God, that would try to come in and say things that would trick them in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing for our children. Father, I thank you for fathers being safe on their jobs, no injuries taking place in the cars, on their mothers being safe, no injuries, Father God. And I thank you for provisions and safety and care for the parents, Father God. And we just bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Jada, for college students.
Okay. I just ask, Lord, that you watch over all the college students, Lord, as they go through the school. And I just ask that you keep them and let them know who you are as they get their degrees, Lord. I just ask that you can just let them know that you are there with them through the hallways and wherever they go, Lord, and just let them know that you can walk them through the hard times they got to go through in college and the things that they do in college. And I just ask that even though it's going to be hard for them, and then it's going to be hard for us too, but I ask that you just watch over them, cast your angels around them, bind all demonic spirits from them, and that you keep them, and that you just let them love you and know who you are, and just let them see you as who you is. I just ask that you can just let them get their degrees as they want, and let them get the jobs that they need, and let them get the degrees that they need, and the credits and all that, and their grades up. And I just ask that you can have all the 12th graders that are going into college be successful and write and let them get their degrees. And I just ask that you can keep all your angels around them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I tell you what, you and Lamaya are little prayer warriors. I thank God that, you know, he has me on with y'all. Amen. Beautiful. All right, Lamaya, sick children and adults.
Father God, I just ask that you to watch over the sick kids that are in the hospital. I ask that you strengthen their immune system. Let them be immune to any sickness or illness. I ask that you just take out any effects that there is may be going on right now. I ask that you just heal them mentally, physically, and emotionally. If they may have cancer, I ask that you make them cancer-free. I ask that you just take out all them demonic spirits that may be going against them, telling them not to believe in you. I ask that you just put their trust in you. I ask that you just let them have the right mindset. Father God, I just ask that you watch over the parents. Let them be strong for their children. Let them be able to walk in your path. Let them to be able to lead their children in the right path. Let them be able to minister to their children as they grow up to be young adults. And I ask that you just strengthen their mentality. Let them teach them more of your ways so that they could be an influence on others. Or other adults. And amen.
Amen. Woo. I tell you what, y'all powerful prayer warriors, as I said. Thank God for you. I'm going to pray for the elderly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the elderly before you, Father God. Those whom you have allowed to live abundant lives, long lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakade. And I thank you, Father God, for the elderly. You creating them in your image, oh God. I just thank you for their peace of mind. I thank you, Father God, for protection and wellness. I thank you, Father God, for providing for them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for drawing them closer to you than ever before, teaching them your ways, those that are not saved, and those that are saved, teaching them more of your ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for their health and strength in their bodies. I thank you, Father God, as they go in, as they come out, they're protected by you. I thank you, Father God, for you leading them in the path of righteousness in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for those that are not saved, that they will begin to call upon you for salvation for this year, oh God, that they would not leave this world unsaved, and that they would not leave this world not knowing you as their Lord and their Savior, oh God. So, Father, I just decree and declare today, a mass number, hundreds and thousands and millions of elderly being saved this year, oh God. Not only being saved, but being your servants, oh God, serving you faithfully all the rest of the days of their lives in Jesus' name. I ask you to bless the family members of every elderly person in the world, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for them all being one family. In the name of Jesus, a unified family and saved every family. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Well, Father God, I decree and declare that our children are giving, will give, and dedicate their lives to you at an early age. I decree and declare our children will be, are, and will continue to be trained up in the way they should go at an early age. I decree and declare our children are and will walk in the freedom from drugs, pharmakia, and illegal drugs, alcohol, and all addictions. I decree and declare our children are and will be provided for all the days of their lives. They will not be homeless, hungry, or destitute. They will not lack for anything. I decree and declare our children are healthy, well. They eat well like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I decree and declare our children will always be nurtured all the days of their lives. I decree and declare our children have self-control. They are well behaved at home, in school, and everywhere they go. They will not be in trouble with the law or have a record. I decree and declare that our children are loved and love is given to them daily. I decree and declare that our children are corrected and shown the way they should go on a daily basis. They have Christian role models in their lives. I decree and declare our children are instructed in righteousness every day in Jesus' name. All right. So now, Lamayo, what is our foundation scripture?
Our foundation.
Yeah, remember our foundation scripture?
I will put...
I'll give you a clue.
When I was a child, I sick as a child.
All right, y'all have your Bibles in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. Jada has one and you have one?
Yes.
Okay, good. Turn to 1 Corinthians 13. Show Jada.
Yes.
Jada, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You have it on speaker, Lamaya?
Yes.
Okay, good. So show her where the table of contents is and how to find Corinthians. Is it in the New or Old, Lamaya? Old Testament or New Testament?
She knows the scriptures. She
okay,
knows how
good.
To
Lamaya, is 1 yes. Corinthians in the Old Testament or New Testament?
New.
You sure?
I mean, old.
Okay. So after you find it, let me know. 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 11. 1 Corinthians.
You sure?
1 Corinthians 13, 11. You find
okay,
it?
I have it.
Is it in the Old or New Testament?
In the New.
Huh?
It's in the New.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Jada, you want to read it for me? Did Jada find it too?
Yes.
All right, Jada, will you read it? 1 Corinthians 13, 11. Say Jada. Say your
okay.
name, Jada, and then say 1 Corinthians 13, 11. Jada?
Yes.
Say your name. Say Jada.
Jada, 1 Corinthians
13:11. Okay, read.
Okay. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away my childish things.
Very good. You're an excellent reader. You and Lamaya read very well. Lamaya, state your name and read. And then say what you know the scripture and then read.
Okay. From my First Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
All right. Very good. Okay, now, I'm going to say a prayer for everybody. Then we're going to come back to that scripture. So don't just kind of turn your Bible over. Don't lose your page. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Lamaya. I thank you for Jada. I thank you for all the children, Father God, in Florida, all the children in Michigan, all the children in Louisiana. I thank you, Father God, for all the children in Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Idaho, Washington State, Nevada, and throughout the United States, throughout the world. I thank you, Father God, for the children in North America, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia, and Antarctica. I thank you for their safety. I thank you for their protection. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for dispatching holy warring angels all around them, Father God, even angels with swords of fire to protect them and burn up everything around them that's not like you. I thank you, Father God, for the salvation of our children and our families at early ages. I thank you for our children being obedient to you as Jesus was obedient when he was a child. I thank you, Father God, for the children obeying their parents and their teachers and those who have ruling authority over them, their grandparents. I thank you that they will obey without even an attitude. They will not suck their teeth or stomp their feet, but they or roll their eyes, O God, but they will do it with a good heart, O God. They will have good manners, and they will be kind and courteous towards each other, towards their families, O God, even their brothers and sisters, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for giving our children direction, Father God, that they would not go in the wrong direction, but that they would follow you. You are your path of righteousness laid out for them. I thank you for your plans for our children, for their families, O God, in the name of Jesus, that they would honor, obey, adore, and they would follow the first and great commandment. They would love you with all their heart, soul, and strength, and they would love each other and their neighbors like they love themselves. I thank you that our children will rise up and call their mothers blessed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that our children will make right choices, righteous choices in the name of Jesus, that they would not follow the way of the enemy in the name of Jesus, that they would follow your way, Christ Jesus. They would follow you. They would hunger and thirst after you in the name of Jesus, that they would want more of you each and every day, that they would stand for righteousness like Daniel did when he opened the windows and he prayed three times a day, Father God, standing for righteousness. He made right choices in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for wisdom for our children, knowledge and understanding of your ways. I thank you, Father God, that our children are 10 times smarter than all of their friends in the name of Jesus, that they make the honor roll every quarter and that they would get scholarships to go to school, through school and through college for free in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their physical well-being, their mental, emotional well-being in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that our children walk in divine health and healing every day of their lives in Jesus' name. And I thank you for what you're going to do and what you've done already for our children in Jesus' name. I thank you for their fathers in the name of Jesus taking an active role in their lives. I thank you for their mothers taking an active role in their lives. I thank you for meals being prepared that will keep our children healthy and well all the days of their lives. I thank you for the neonatal care babies being protected in the name of Jesus and living out all of their days, O God. I thank you for their safety. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for our children being blessed and highly favored of you. I thank you for their obedience and them eating the good of the Lamb. I thank you, Father God, for our children having the desires of their heart in the name of Jesus. I thank you for our children growing up in you, learning your ways, maturing in you, eating meat when it's time and being able to digest it. I thank you for our children reading and studying your word to show themselves approved unto you, workmen that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I thank you that our children will read and understand your word in the name of Jesus. They will have dreams and visions and interpretations of them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, so today we're going to be in 1 Corinthians 13:11. So, Jada, you and Lamaya, read it together for me. I'm going to count to three, and then y'all say 1 Corinthians 13:11 and read it together. One, two, three.
When I was a child,
I spoke as a child.
I understood as a child.
I thought as a child, but when I became a man.
Slow down. Do it together now. Go ahead.
When I was a child, I think as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
You got tickle, hello, my.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I understand it. All right. So what does childishness mean? What is childish?
Like,
what does it mean?
To act out of your age.
Girl, now that's excellent. That's it. To act out of your age or below your age. Have you or LaMaya done anything that was, you know, where you felt like, or somebody said to you, oh, act like your age or grow up?
Have they, LaMaya?
No.
Can you think of anything?
No. Another question again?
Some way that you acted immature or you did something childish. And people say, at your age.
Oh, when I kept smacking in my cousin's ears.
Okay. And Jada's ears?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I thought you meant another cousin. I didn't know if you meant Jada or another cousin. Okay. Yeah, so sometimes, you know, you do little childish things, just sometimes for fun. And then sometimes, you know what, I taught school for many years. And I used to have this little boy. It was a sixth grade class. And Jada, did you say you were in the sixth grade?
Yes.
So you have classroom rules, right?
Yes.
So this little boy was in the sixth grade, and he didn't want to follow the rules. I would be teaching, and he would come up to me and pull on me like a first grader. He said, teacher, teacher. I said, go and take your seat. Because the first rule was, do not get out of your seat without permission. So he didn't even ask. He just get out of his seat and come up to me and pull on me like a first grader. And he was 11 years old. So anyway, that's a sign of mature immaturity. That's a sign of childishness, that he hadn't grown up yet. But I sent for his father, and we had a talk, and I tell you what, he grew up real quick after his father came. What'd you say?
I was laughing.
Oh, yeah. So can y'all think of anybody or anything you've done that was immature? You know, that was out of for your age.
Punching her leg.
Huh?
When I kept punching Jada in her leg.
Today?
2 minutes ago.
Oh, my God, LaMaya. All right. Yeah, that's childishness. And so what 1 Corinthians 13:11 is talking about is growing up. But not just growing up, but growing up in the ways of God. You know, we could grow up, but yet we can, you know, grow up and apart from God. So 1 Corinthians 13:11, read it, LaMaya.
When I was a child,
I spoke as a child.
I understood as a child. I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things.
Okay, so this is talking about children, boys or girls. You know, how children act at certain ages. And some, you know, like certain things are just normal for a particular age. I hear some people say, "Ooh, they're so hyper." But they're not hyper. They're just doing what they do for that age. You know, they say a 2 or 3 year old. I've never seen a 2 or 3 year old hyper child. They just be running around and playing, and you know, they sometimes wear their parents out because their parents get tired of running behind them or telling them the same thing over and over. But that's just normal. So 1 Corinthians 13 says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. That's what it means, I spake as a child. I talked just like a child when I was, you know, a certain age. I understood as a child. You know, if you'd have asked me something, you know, maybe that only adults could answer, I wouldn't have known the answer to that. Now, there are some children who know answers to adult questions. But when I was a child, I thought like a child. But when I became a woman, I put away childish things. Now, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Some things I do now are probably considered childish. But, you know, I may get out walk outside, and I may skip down the street. That's just like a child, but I do it. I'll skip. Or I may just, you know, get up and start hopping, you know, for exercise. But children do that too. So it may be a little bit childish for me, you know, since I'm an older woman. I'm past 50, past 60, you know, so that people may consider that a little bit childish. But sometimes I need to exercise, and I'm just going to have fun. So I do it. So anyway, we're going to be talking about immaturity. So let's turn in your Bibles. Close your Bible completely. Close your Bible, and then I'm going to call certain scriptures. And then the first one, find it, read it. But both of y'all are going to read it. First one, find it, say, state your name. You know how to do Lamaya. And then you're going to read it. So close your Bible. Jada, your Bible closed. Lamaya,
yes.
Your Bible. All right. So the first scripture that I'm going to tell you to turn to is going to be, hold on, I'm going to find it first here, and it's Proverbs 22:15. First one, find it, state your name and read it. Proverbs 22:15.
Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him.
All right. Jada, you have it also?
No.
Jada, are you looking for it?
Yes.
Okay. It's in the Old Testament. Proverbs 22:15. It's right before, right after.
She found it.
Let her find it now, okay? You need some help, Jada?
It is foolishness.
Don't help her, Lamaya. Let me help her. Jada?
Yes?
Okay, close your Bible and turn to the table of contents in the first part of the Bible. So when I call the scripture, you go to the table of contents. You have it?
Yes.
All right, do you see Proverbs? Go all the way down. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. You see it?
Yes, I see it.
Okay, what book is before Proverbs?
What you said what's before Proverbs?
Yeah, what book is before Proverbs in the table of contents?
Psalms.
Okay, what book is after it?
Proverbs.
No, what book is after Proverbs?
Isaiah.
No, that's it start with an E. Ecle, E C. Read, spell it. You see it? Are you still in the table of contents?
Yes.
All right. So what's that word after Proverbs?
Proverbs.
In the table of contents.
It's something with an E.
Spell it.
It's Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes.
Yes.
All right. So what page is Proverbs on in your Bible?
286.
286? Huh?
286.
Okay, turn to 286.
Okay.
And find Proverbs.
Okay, read it.
Okay, Lamaya. Lamaya, don't interrupt her. Do you have it, Jada?
Yes.
Do you have chapter 22?
Yes.
Verse 15?
Yes.
All right, so you state your name, Jada, Proverbs 22:15, and read it. Say it.
Okay. Jada 22:15.
Proverbs. Do it again.
Jada, Proverbs
22:15.
Good, read it.
Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the root of correction shall drive it far from him.
Okay, now look at that word, R-O-D, but the, what is that?
What'd you say?
Look at that verse. In that verse is a word that's spelled R-O-D. You see it?
Rod.
Rod. Very good. Lamaya, are you telling her?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, so it says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from them. Jada, what do you think that means?
That a child should not have foolishness in their heart.
Okay. So it is in the heart of children to act foolish, you know, or do immature things. But what's going to help that child to grow up? The what? Look in that verse, it'll tell you.
Wait, let's see.
Yeah, Lamaya, what's going to help that child grow up?
It's going to be...
Lamaya.
Hold on, please.
Okay. Proverbs 22:15.
It's going to be drive away from him.
What? What's going to drive away from him?
The foolishness.
No. Look at what it says. You could be right, but I hope that it's, they don't have to get that far.
That means they have corrected
Who's
it. Gonna or
correct them? What's going to correct them? It tells you there what is going to correct them. It says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but what's going to correct them? Look at it.
The rod.
Okay, what's a rod?
A whooping cord.
It could be. What else could it be?
A switch.
Could be a switch. What else?
A belt.
A belt. What else? Is Jada still there? Huh?
A comb.
A what?
A cable.
Yeah. And it also could be rules. You know, you have rules at school, and if you follow those rules, you will get rewards. But if you don't follow them, you get consequences. So it could be rules that you follow. Or it could be the belt or strap or switch or whatever. Most times it's the switch, you know, especially when you're real young. You ever got a switching on your legs and you didn't have no socks on, no stock, no nothing, just switched on your legs? Jada?
Yes.
What about you, Lamaya?
Yes.
Or even sometimes your parents take your hand like this. Do you hear what I'm doing? Take your hand and smack the leg. That's called the rod of correction. And
like
it will drive foolishness from children. All right? So y'all did good. Now, close your Bible. We're going to do another. We're still on scripture search. We got about two more scriptures to go to. Got it closed?
Yes.
All right. Turn to... First, you're going to turn to the table of contents. Go there now. Go to the table of contents. Let me know when you have it.
Have it.
You have it, Lamaya?
Yes.
All right, now, Jeremiah 4:22. Jeremiah 4:22. Turn there. Y'all doing really good. I'm so proud of you all. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22. When you get it, state your name and the scripture and read it. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22.
Okay. You said 4?
4:22. Jeremiah 4:22.
One, two, three.
Jeremiah 4:22. Jeremiah. Start with a J. J-E-R-E-M-I-A. Jeremiah 4:22. I don't know who I have it means, so you got to state what I asked.
I said Lamiah.
Okay, go ahead.
Lamiah, Jeremiah 4:22.
Good.
My people is foolish, they have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge.
All right. Is that your TV on?
No.
Oh, what's that? All right, Jeremiah 4:22. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. Who's talking there? Who's talking?
I have an important call.
Huh?
Mom.
Lamaya, were you talking to me?
Oh, no.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You have Jeremiah 4:22. Where's Jada?
Right.
She's right here.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Is that someone at your house? Will you tell them that you're on the radio?
Yeah, she's going in the room right now.
Okay, is that you, Jada?
Yes.
Okay, read Jeremiah 4:22, Jada.
For my people is foolishness. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge.
All right. Very good. You and Lamaya both read so well. So what do you think that means?
They were bound to be foolish.
For my people is foolish. Lamaya, are you distracted by something?
No.
Okay.
It takes knowledge. It takes knowledge.
Okay, let's back up to the first part. But my people are foolish. What is foolish?
Childish.
Huh?
Childish.
Yeah.
Unaware.
Okay, yeah, they're acting, childish. Okay, silly, yeah. Okay, so who's talking there when they say, my people are foolish?
God.
Huh?
God.
God, okay. They have not known me. So they don't know God as their Savior. They don't claim God. That's why they're so foolish.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So it says, you know, they act, you know, they're kind of sottish. They're not acting with maturity or good sense.
Yes.
They have no what? What they don't have none what?
Knowledge.
They,
knowledge.
Before that, back up. They don't have any what?
They
have
know.
None.
Sottish.
None what?
None understanding.
Yeah, they have none understanding, and they're wise. They are wise to do what?
Do evil. Evil.
They do evil. What's evil?
Evil is bad.
Yeah, bad things. But to do good, they have to have what?
Knowledge.
Yeah, but they don't have any knowledge, and they don't do good. They do evil things. And one of the reasons they do evil is because they don't know who?
God.
Yeah, they don't know God. All right, close your Bibles. Go to the table of contents. We got one more scripture. Y'all are doing very well. Lamaya, do you have to leave early today?
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll probably get off like about 6:15, something like that.
Okay.
All right. Okie dokie. You have, y'all have the table of contents?
Yes. Oh.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Mom, do we have to leave early?
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13:11. We're back at that scripture again. 1 Corinthians 13:11.
Okay.
And remember, that's our foundation scripture. That's where we took that immaturity from, 1 Corinthians 13:11.
1 Corinthians 13:11.
Okay. Let me know. Read it when you get it. State your name and read it.
Okay.
I can't breathe. No, for real, I need my hand. I passed. Oh, so
what's the verse?
13:11.
Don't tell her, Lamaya. 1 Corinthians 13:11.
I found it.
Lamaya has it.
No, you have to say Lamaya and read it, not Lamaya have it. You know Lamaya.
Lamaya 13:11.
What 13:11? Forgot.
First Lamaya. Lamaya 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away my childish things.
All right. Jada, you have it?
Yes.
All right, read it.
Okay, Jada.
1 Corinthians 13:11.
When I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, and thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
All right. Lamaya, what could you put in place of that word man?
Woman.
Woman.
Or child.
Yep. No.
I mean,
man or woman. When I put away childish things when I became a man or a woman. All right? Okay. Well, let's do a little bit of a review. Lamaya, how many parts does the Bible have?
2 parts.
I didn't understand you. Your phone's breaking up. How many parts? It's breaking up again. Do you have it in your hand? Can you put it down flat?
Okay. Yes. 2 parts.
Excellent.
All right. 2 parts. And what's the first part, Lamaya?
The first part is the Pentateuch.
Nope.
Oh,
first
part is the Old Testament.
All right. And how many books, Lamaya?
39.
Which one?
The Old Testament.
Has how many books?
39.
Very good. And the New Testament is the second part. How many books, Lamaya?
27.
How many total?
66.
Good. Very good. You girls are so smart. All right. Jada. Who created the heavens and the earth, Jada?
God.
God. Yeah, let's turn to Genesis 1:1. In the very first part of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. I want you to read it for me, Jada.
Chapter 1, verse 1.
Say
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
Okay, good. So, Jada, when did God create the heavens and the earth, Jada?
Can you repeat the question?
When did God create the heavens and the earth? Look at that verse. It's in the verse.
In the beginning.
All right, in the beginning. Okay, so what did God create in the beginning, Lamaya?
The heavens and the earth.
Good. In the beginning, heavens and the earth. Very good. You girls are so smart. I'm proud of you. All right, now, you were talking about the books of Pentateuch, Lamaya. How many books of the Pentateuch are there?
Five.
Can you name them?
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
All right. Now, turn in the table of contents.
Yes, we did.
Okay. So I want you to count, after Deuteronomy, count the next 12 books.
Joshua.
Okay, just count them. I don't want you to say them out. Yeah, count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, what is book 12, Lamaya?
Esther,
the book of Esther. So, now go back up to that first one. What was the first book that you counted?
Joshua.
Okay. So I'm going to say the number, and you all say the book. So these are called the books of, you remember, Lamaya?
History,
and there are 12 of them. So the first five are the Pentateuch, and the second 12 are the books of history. Okay. So book, I'm going to say one. You say the name. One, Joshua.
Two, Judges. Three, Ruth. Four, First Samuel.
Amaya, yes. I will say the number and you say the word. One,
Joshua.
Two,
Judges.
Three,
Ruth.
Good. Four,
Samuel.
First Samuel. Say First Samuel.
First Samuel.
Five.
Second Samuel.
Good. Six.
One.
First Kings. Seven.
Second Kings.
Do you have the phone in your hand, Lamaya?
No.
Do you have the phone in your hand? Lay your phone flat, okay?
Oh, it's laying flat.
Okay. Book 8.
First Chronicles.
Okay, book 9.
Chronicles.
Second Chronicles. Book 10. Ezra. Say Ezra. Book 11.
Yeah,
your phone is breaking up. You're not moving the phone?
No.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, book 12. Esther. Okay, good. All right, so Lamaya, I want you to say all 17 of them.
Okay. Starting with Genesis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles.
You It dropped. After second cry.
Esther.
Okay, good. All right, now you do it, Jada. Name all 12. Read all 12 of them, Jada.
Okay.
I mean 17 of them, all 17.
Okay. Genesis. Joshua.
Genesis. Jada, you were correct. Start at Genesis.
Genesis.
Exo.
I'll help her, Lamaya. Genesis.
Genesis.
Exodus.
Exodus.
Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Numbers.
Numbers.
Deuteronomy.
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 Joshua.
Joshua.
Judges.
Judges.
What's the next word?
Ruth.
The next one?
Ooh, I can't.
First Samuel.
First Samuel.
Second Samuel.
Second Samuel.
First Kings.
Second Kings.
First Chronicles.
Second Chronicles.
Lamaya. Don't do that the same time I'm doing that with her because it's confusing, okay?
Okay.
Lamaya, if you're talking to her and I'm talking to her, it's confusing. So allow me to talk to her, okay?
Okay.
All right, Nehemiah.
Nehemiah.
Esther.
Esther.
Okay, good. Both of you all did very well. Okay, Lamaya, did you look up your Who Am I scripture?
You said what now? Did you look up
your Who Am I scripture?
I forgot the scriptures, but I think I know what you gave me. Was it in Samuel?
No. Okay, we'll skip that, okay?
Because I already read that.
No, it wasn't Samuel.
Oh.
Okay, don't worry about it. All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the next one. All right. Solomon taught his son spiritual discernment. We talked about this last week. So let's look at 1 Kings 3 and 9. 1 Kings 3 and verse 9. Yes, 1 Kings 3, 9. You have it? 1 Kings 3, 9.
Lamaya has it.
Okay.
1 Kings 3, 9. Mm-hmm. Bring before the servant and understanding here. Heart.
Okay. Don't read it yet, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, don't read it yet. Both of y'all have it? 1 Kings 3, 9?
Yes.
Okay. So we're doing these just a little bit different. We're not doing scripture searching on these, okay? We're just going to go over them.
Yes.
You have it, Jada?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lamaya, read 1 Kings 3:9.
1 Kings 3:9. Give therefore the servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge thy so great as people?
Okay. So, this is Solomon talking to his son. And he's saying, he's talking to God. And he's telling God that he wants an understanding heart so he can judge God's people. So I'll tell you a little story. It was a lady came in to see Solomon. Solomon was the king. And so a lady came to see Solomon. Actually, it was two women. And they were having an argument. And one of them said that the other one took her baby. And one of them's baby had died. And so she said, this woman stole my baby. Her baby died. So because Solomon had asked God for an understanding heart to be able to discern what was good and evil, he wanted to know which one of these women were telling the truth. So he asked God and to give him an understanding heart. So Solomon said, okay, bring me the baby and bring me a sword. I'm just telling you all the short version of the story. So he said, okay, I'm going to cut the baby in half, and I'll give you half, and I'll give the other lady half. And so the mother, the true mother of the baby, spoke up, and she said, no, give the other woman the baby. Don't kill the baby. So Solomon said, give that woman the baby, the one who said don't kill the baby. So that's why Solomon asked if God would give him wisdom and understanding heart to know good and bad. Because, see, that woman, she stole the other baby from the woman. Her baby died. And she stole the other woman's baby. So Solomon, because he asked God to give him an understanding heart to know bad, good and bad, he was able to judge which woman was telling the truth. All right, now we're going to do one more in this. Go to Isaiah 11:3. Isaiah, look in your table of contents. Are y'all there?
Yes.
Okay, go to Isaiah 11:3, and we're going to stop with those. We're going to do we're going to be closing out in a little bit. Isaiah 11:3.
This weird.
Let me know when you get it. Isaiah 11:3. Look in the table of contents, find Isaiah, and then go over to that book of Isaiah. That's the quickest way to find it.
Lamaya. Isaiah 11:3.
Okay, read it.
It shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eye, neither reprove after hearing of the ear his ears.
Okay. All right, so he taught his son so much that his son had to learn to depend on God to help him in situations that he faced. You know, because your parents won't be with you always, so you got to get to a place where you depend on God. You know, you're in a situation, I know, like, you know, sometimes people, you know, you all have a lot of snow, and sometimes it's icy. And, you know, I remember driving in the snow, and I said, oh, Lord, I thought I was going to slide into somebody. So then, you know, you call on the Lord, and he helps you. So he'll stop you from, you know, getting in an accident, or maybe it's a situation where, you know, you're doing a test in school, and you say, oh, God, help me. It won't be by what you see. It'll be by God helping you, all right? Or you'll learn to, not what you see with your eyes or what you hear with your ears, but God can speak to you in your inner man, and he can help you in whatever situation you face. All right. Lamaya, can you think of any situation where God has helped you in situations that you face?
He has helped me from arguing with my mother like I used to.
Oh.
And he helped me to respect her more and not to get mad at her because of what my father is doing.
Okay. Oh, well, that was wise. Now, that was very mature. So, actually, you are beginning to mature, like 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood, I thought as a child, but now you're beginning to put away childish ideas and actions. That's very good.
Thank you.
That's what this program is all about, growing up in God. All right, Solomon was teaching his son as a young person because he did not want his son to suffer or even to lose his life because he was following the devil. So doing evil things against God's law, you'd be following the devil. So Solomon counseled his son to be wise, to receive instructions from him, and to obey, and he would have a better life, a life free from evil, from doing evil that could cause severe consequences.
It says it right here.
Yes. What verse?
Verse 6 in Proverbs. Proverbs 1, verse 6.
Yes.
To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the... Oh, yeah. That's it.
All right. That's good, Lamaya. You know exactly where to find it. So that means you're learning a lot being on here every week. All right. So he did teach his son how to fear God. And when, you know, the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom when we start fearing God. Because if we don't fear God, whew, you'll be in trouble. Because God is the one who created us, and he's the one who will take us out of the world. So I thank God for you girls. Let's see. Who knows what integrity means?
I do. Lamaya.
Lamaya.
Integrity means to basically persuade or get someone to do, or integrity is basically like a test to see how you work or how you operate.
Yeah, that's part of integrity. It has to do with being honest. You ever know somebody, they're out of integrity? They're always lying. They lie a lot, or they're not honest. You say, did you take my quarter? No, I ain't see your quarter. I don't know what you're talking about. They're not honest. They don't do the right thing. They don't obey God. They just try to deceive people. That's somebody who is out of integrity. But a person of integrity is sincere, they're honest, and they do the right thing. And so that's what Solomon was teaching his son, integrity, to do the right thing, to be honest, to tell the truth, to obey God instead of making the wrong decisions. All right, what is justice? Justice.
Justice is to make right or testify or find out or protest.
Okay, you know, a judge is the one who brings things to justice. And it is about, you know, acting a certain way or even something that's good or being just. Being fair, you know, you ever been in a situation where someone wasn't fair to you? Well, that's the opposite of justice. Justice is being fair, not partial, acting or being morally upright or good. That's justice. What about wisdom? What is wisdom?
Knowledge, wise knowledge.
Yes. Wisdom is wise knowledge, having understanding about something. That's what wisdom is. Very good, Lamaya. All right, what is knowledge? In the word knowledge.
To be smart.
Okay, to be smart. In the word knowledge is the word to know. So knowledge means to know. So, oh, they have a lot of knowledge. That means they know a lot of things. It could be science. It could be how to make a model airplane. It could be, you know, how to build a ship. Knowledge, to know something. All right, what is foresight? Is Jada still there?
She had to go get her clothes from her dad.
She had to do what?
Go get her clothes from her dad.
Her crayons?
Her clothes.
Okay, she's coming back.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so foresight is an act of power or force to look ahead. To look ahead. You know, some people, when I was a child growing up, some older people, they could say, ooh, they wake up and they say, ooh, it's going to rain tomorrow. Their legs are hurting. They knew something ahead of time. Or they look outside and they say, ooh, it's going to be a cold winter this year. They had foresight. They had a lot of foresight. They could tell maybe what was going to happen, you know, ahead of time. Understanding is to comprehend something. You know the word in Spanish when you say no comprende? What does that mean, Lamaya?
Don't comprehend or don't understand.
I don't understand.
No problem.
Yes. So you still taking Spanish, Lamaya?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Well, not at this very moment. But I was.
Oh.
I took it for 3 years.
Oh, you did? Okay. That's good. All right. What does devious mean? Devious.
Devious means to...
Now, if you don't know something...
Devious actually means to be evil or to deceive.
Yes. Very good. Yeah, but whenever I call it something and you don't know it, just say, I don't know. But you are right. To deceive or to trick. Get somebody off the right path. And that's what, you remember the story of Adam and Eve? And when the serpent came to Eve, he was devious. He was deceptive. He tricked her out of a whole garden. He tricked her. What does abandon mean?
To leave alone.
You're very smart. You've got a great deal of knowledge. Very smart.
Thank you.
Adulterous. What does adulterous mean?
To commit or to act older than what you are or to basically put things
up. It sounds like adulterous. Well, adulterous is to commit adultery or that's like sex between a married man with someone other than his wife or a married woman other than someone with her husband. So that's what Proverbs is about. Solomon talks to his son about not committing adultery, about not going, you know, with a married woman. Teaching his son about having wisdom, knowledge, and all, and not going with people who are saying, let's go and kill somebody tonight. Or even not to even be with an adulterous woman. So that's all in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1 and chapter 2, where Solomon teaches his son about how to behave and how to fear God. So look at Proverbs 2:16, chapter 2, verse 16.
Lamaya, Proverbs 2:16.
Go ahead, read.
To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth with her words.
Yes. So that's the part where he's telling his son, look, be wise now. Be wise. Don't be fooled by a woman who will, you know, cause you to do evil. And in verse, if you go back up to, let's see what verse 8, That's where he talks about the judgment. All those words we just went over are in Proverbs chapter 2. Integrity, judgment, foresight,
perceive,
abandon, adulterous. All those are in Proverbs, the second chapter, where he's telling his son, okay, I want you to live a righteous life. I want you to stay out of dark ways. Follow God. Fear God. So his son listened. Now, we're going to review this again next week. I'm going to put down a note right here to review this next week. But we got a lot done today. I thank God for you. Did Jada come back yet?
Yes.
All right, good. So let me see. Today is the 12th, and if we add 17, so that's going to be the 19th next week. Next Thursday is going to be the 19th, so we'll start there on the 19th, talking about, we'll review those words, and we'll go into reading Proverbs, the second chapter. All right, we'll go into Proverbs 2, and we'll work on that. Okay, so I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to do some more declarations over you all, and then we're going to have prayer. Jada, are you saved?
Yes.
How old were you when you got saved?
Well, I got saved in 2010.
10 years old?
I was 11.
Oh, just recently?
Yes.
Okay. All right, just recently. All right. So I'm going to do some declarations, and then I want you girls to say a prayer, and then I'll say the closing prayer, and we'll close out. But I thank God for you, Jada, and LaMaya, cousins. Mm-hmm. Y'all just about born just a few months apart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. These are scriptures that I'm going to say over you. And the kings shall be your foster fathers and mothers and guardians, their queens, your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their face to the earth and lick the dust of your feet, and you shall know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be put to shame who wait for me, look for, hope for, and expect me. Isaiah 49:23. Say to Aaron and his sons, this is the day you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord will bless you and watch you and guard over you and keep you. The Lord shall make his face to shine upon you and enlighten you, and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord will lift you up, will lift up his countenance and give you great peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. And they shall put my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them. The tribe of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, why have you given us but one lot and one portion and inheritance when we are great, abundant people? From until now, the Lord has blessed us. All right. You are fairer than the children of men. Graciousness is poured into your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Psalms 45:2. Her children shall rise up and call her blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied, and her husband boasts and praises her. Proverbs 31:28. So we're going to stop there. Jada, you want to say a closing prayer first, and then LaMaya, you say a closing prayer.
Okay. Lord, I thank you for watching over us as we do this radio station. I thank you for just keeping us and loving us and giving us what we needed.
I just ask that you can bless all the college students, Lord, and just watch over them and the kids and the elders, Lord. I just ask that you can just keep us with you, Lord. Have angels to watch over us and just have, let us have faith in you, Lord. I just ask that you can keep us and let us live another day to get it right with you, Lord. I just thank you for waking us all up this morning, giving us another day to praise you, Lord. I just thank you for just loving us like you do, and even though we mess up, you still love us. So I just thank you for that, and I just thank you for just keeping us and saving us and just loving us with all that you can.
So in Jesus' name, amen.
Name, amen.
Very good. Beautiful prayer. All right, Lamaya.
Father God, I just ask that you just watch over the people that have been on this radio show tonight. I ask that you just watch over us as we get off this phone. I ask that you just let us be able to do other things and still think about you. I ask that you give us another chance. I ask that you just save people that are in trouble or that need help. And Father God, I just thank you for letting many have traveling mercies. And I'm glad that you let me have another birthday. And I thank you for letting us be able to get on this show once again. I ask that you just watch over anybody that's been on this show, any children, anybody that may have been going through. I hope they got something out of this. I hope they may be able to get on this again. I ask that you just further this show programming, turn it into something that will help many, many lives. And I thank you for letting us be able to volunteer to help out. And I ask that you just further us with you, Lord. Let us have a stronger relationship with you. Let us know who our real Father is. If we may be going through something, I ask that you just lift us up and just be there for us. And I thank you for letting us walk in your mighty kingdom. I thank you for ministering to us. And Sister Carissa, I just ask that you teach us your ways. Let us be more like you and not of the world. I ask that you just let us walk in the right path and be your mighty servants. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we continually bless and honor you and thank you, O God. I thank you for Lamaya and her family. I thank you for Jade and her family. I thank you for my family in the name of Jesus. I thank you for protection for us and even those, Father God, who are in every city, every state in the United States and all around the world. I thank you for provisions for people in the world, Father God. I thank you for protection and safety. I thank you, Father God, for those people who are not saved, getting to know you as Lord and Savior and calling upon you as their Lord and their personal Savior in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we go off the air, I just thank you for blessing your people in safety and in peace, blessing your people with peace of mind, being Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker, being Jehovah Jireh, a provider, being Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. And Father, I thank you for being our healer in the name of Jesus, for healing us mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in every way, oh God. And Father, I just thank you for what you've done today on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I thank you for Lamaya and Jada growing up in you, following your plan for their lives all the days of their lives, like Joseph, being obedient to you, being obedient to their parents and their teachers and the administrators in their schools. And I thank you, Father God, for them being young women who follow you every day of their lives, the young women, Father God, who are examples to other children, Father God. And so, Father, I ask you to bless them, give them the desires of their heart, oh God. And I just thank you for their families, their mothers, their fathers, and all of their family members being safe, saved, protected, directed by you, oh God. And so, Father, I just thank you for blessing them with things that they stand in the need of, oh God. I thank you for helping Lamaya as she practiced on her instrument daily, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help Jada and Lamaya as they're in school to study and comprehend everything that they're being taught, oh God, according to your will and your plan for their lives. I thank you for their teachers and the people, the school personnel. I thank you for blessing them, Father God, to be able to have godly teachers teaching them that they need to know to come closer to you. I bless and honor you, Father God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. It is time to close out. So you guys have a blessed evening. And don't forget to have a blessed day every day. Have a God-filled day. Remember to obey God. Obey your parents, those who have ruling authority over you. Spend time reading the Bible, that book, you know, that God gave us. Because some people in some countries don't have a Bible. They'll get killed if they read a Bible. Did you all know that, girls? Hello? Didn't know it? Okay. So, I say blessings to your parents and you, your teachers, your pastors, your church family, and to all of you. Obedience brings blessings, but disobedience brings curses. So obey and be blessed and have a God-filled evening, week, month, and year. I love you. All right, your phone's breaking up. So I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Phone's still breaking up, but it's okay. I'll talk to you later. Y'all can hang up. Okay, good.